A pioneer in electronic health records, Veterans Affairs is embarking on a makeover of its flagship EHR, Vista. Dr. Alan Constantian is the Deputy Assistant CIO for Product Management at Veterans Affairs. He's directing that effort.
Vista is a shared initiative by VHA and OINT. It's a partnership. David Waltman and I are sort of co-leading this effort. And the current effort we've called Vista 4. The term of Vista 4 is FY14 through FY18, so immediately following the breakup of the IEHR joint electronic health record, we embarked on this path to take our already in place Vista product and look at features that were important to VA especially in the short term, and to build toward a future where we can leverage the value that's already in the product that's in place and build capabilities that are needed for clinicians in today's world.
Now, Vista has a lot of utility. It's very deep. It goes back to, I guess, to the M language and mumps days and so forth. What new functionalities and features do you think are needed for clinicians in the next round of Vista?
So, Tom, what we have is an objective to try to hit three specific goals in our Vista 4 effort: to make Vista more patient-centric, to make it accommodate a team-based approach, especially in primary care where we have multiple types of providers working on a patient, and to ensure that quality is first and foremost in our efforts. You know, all of these things are important to VA, and things have changed since Vista was first developed in the mid-80s. It used to be that, doctor knows best kind of situation, and now things are different. In the patient-centric kind of mode, there's information and data that's important for treatment that wasn't captured 10, 20, 30 years ago. Things about patient goals. Imagine if you've been diagnosed with a serious cancer, and the treatment would involve chemotherapy. Some of you or some of your listeners may have had personal experiences, either personally or with your family. Not everybody is the same. Somebody may have as their goal that they want to go to their daughter's wedding in 3 months and be able to, walk the bride up the aisle. And chemotherapy would not allow that, so they said, I'm not interested in having chemotherapy. That is my goal. That's what my objective is. And I think, it's part of this movement toward medicine to having people make their own choices and not have them externally driven. Similarly, in team-based, we're trying to make sure that all members of the care team are able to participate, not just the clinician. You know that we've had difficulty in terms of access, and one of the things we can do to improve access is allow multiple parties to work on that patient at the level of care that they're capable of doing to speed up the efficiency of our VA medical centers. And then quality is always important, helping improve decision support with more timely information and ability to better clinically manage our patients.
And one of the administration's goals for electronic health records of all sorts in all of the industries is to improve clinical outcomes over the long run by being able to mine the data in fields of electronic health records. Does the future of Vista include that particular capability also?
So Tom, one of the things that we are trying to do is to move toward greater standardization of the data. And there's a couple of things that are moving forward in this area. First, under Ms. Council's leadership, there's going to be a deputy CIO that's responsible for the data.
That's Laverne Council, the CIO of VA, right?
Yes, that's right. So somebody can be very cognizant of the data that we have and how we use it. But as part of the interoperability effort, we're standardizing information based on national standards. And so that helps in multiple areas. One of the key things that we want to do with standardization of the data is to be able to interoperate with DOD. That's one of the mandates we have from the 2014 NDAA legislation. And we're moving, you know, swiftly and systematically toward achieving all of those goals and certifying our ability to meet the nine goals that were established in that legislation. But the other thing that standardization does is make sure that if we have information in the system, in say one Vista system, and we've named it something, if it's not named exactly the same thing in another Vista system, it's hard to aggregate. So by virtue of the standardization, we're helped not only in terms of interoperability, and we're standardizing based on national standards whenever they exist. So not only are we able to better interoperate with DoD, which is one of our goals, but we also have the benefit of having data that's sort of normalized across our own system so it can be mined by the researchers that we have at VA who are, you know, very good. And we have data sets that are incomparable, I think, in terms of longitudinal data and health data that this standardization effort will also bring to the fore. And, you know, we've made progress in that area, and we will continue to make progress in the next month.
We're speaking with Dr. Alan Constantian. He's Assistant Deputy CIO for Product Management at Veterans Affairs. And getting back to that interoperability issue with the DoD, they are in the midst of acquiring a new one, an $11 billion multi-year project. How do you ensure that what they end up with at the end of that contract will be interoperable with what you're building now with Vista? Is that possible?
Definitely. So, in fact, I was earlier today, I was at a meeting with Ms. Council and Mr. Frank Kendall, who's the overall like senior executive in charge of the DoD effort. It was part of the regular meetings that we have between DOD and VA, and we have regular meetings between DOD and VA at various levels. This was the most senior level that they have, but they'll be meeting every other month moving forward and looking at the goals. And so we know, and we've known for a while, what the requirements are for the dim sum project and initiative, and so we know where the ball is, or where the puck is going to be, to use the old Wayne Gretzky metaphor. We know where they're skating toward, and we, as we're doing Vista Evolution, are skating, you know, in a place where we expect that they will be based on the already known contract requirements. So I think that will be very feasible to do as they move forward into this new system that they have. And we are also, I mean, making strides toward interoperability in this middle state where DoD is continuing to use its current medical record system, the ALTA system.
So let me ask you this. What about interoperability with outside systems? I mean,
yes,
lots of veterans may be getting health care at a VA facility, but also at one of the commercial health care providers, which often, in the case of the big ones, have their own health care records that are enormous systems also.
Absolutely. And I'm really glad that you asked that question, because a lot of times what we hear is that from people who are maybe not closely involved with the program is the thought that, well, you know, if DOD and VA just used the exact same system, then everything would be fine and interoperability would be solved, and, you know, that's the solution. Now, that would be the solution if veterans got care exclusively from the VA, but that's not the case, for that matter. Having been served in the Air Force for 21 years, I mostly got my care from the military health system, but there were times when I went out to the private sector because that particular care was not available at the Air Force clinic where I was serving my duty. So in terms of interoperability with private sector, both departments recognize that that is a key element of this. And even if we had the same electronic health record solution, we would still have to work with the private sector because, at least in the case of the VA, you know, more than half of the care delivered to veterans in any given year is delivered through the private sector for a variety of reasons that we won't get into. So our main avenue for doing that are establishing partnerships with different private sector care providers. Now, this is challenging because as much as sharing information is important, respecting privacy of and the wishes of veterans is just as important for us. So we have connections now with 57 different entities under our VLER Health Exchange Program. We have entities not in all states, but in many states with Kaiser Permanente, Sutter Health, the Cleveland Clinic. There's Sisters of St. Mary Healthcare. Throughout the country, we doubled the number over the past year in terms of partners where we can technically connect the data. But it's not just the technical connections. Because we very much value the privacy of our veterans and their ability to choose and be their agents for their own health care, both for VA as well as for the private sector care, there are opt-in provisions. So if somebody is seen at one of our partner facilities, in most cases, they have to express their willingness for the data to be shared electronically. Because again, privacy is important to them. They can make their own choices, and that's not up to, you know, Big Brother in government to make those decisions for them.
Okay, so with respect to the update of VISTA, this 2014 through 2018 iteration, just briefly describe how VA is getting that done. Are you contracting it out? Do you have in-house coders? What's the process?
Well, so VISTA Evolution is not a turnkey solution, and that maybe is the biggest distinction between our approach and DoD's. Both are, I think, valid for the settings that they're working in. We have a number of different projects, and as I said, one of the things that we wanted to do with VISTA Evolution is not spend a lot of effort and resources on things that were working well enough. So what we're spending our time on are things that will drive changes that will help with access and efficiency. And largely those are in the areas of clinical functions and infrastructure functions. Now, in terms of strategy, I know that your listeners are probably have heard the buy first philosophy.
Correct. Yes.
That this council has brought in, and I want to make sure that you and your listeners understand that buy first is not a sort of buy only. It's a mandate that we need to consider buying things that, and even buying is a word that we need to look at what is available and already in existence. And sometimes that's data or that's applications in the open source. We're benefiting richly from the open source community in terms of being able to move through one of the infrastructure functions, the file man, and taking what others in the VISTA community have developed and making use of that. There are also COTS products that are associated with VISTA. So our effort on the MASS is an improvement for scheduling system. It's in a pilot phase now, but that was a commercial solution, and scheduling is a component of VISTA. But there are not coders. In case people have an image of VA's approach of having a bunch of federal coders conversant in the M language in a basement that are working on code, it's very much not that case. We have several initiatives that are ongoing, and often we use we have specified statements of work for the expertise of the private sector community to come in and do some work for us. For example, the electronic health management platform that we're building, you know, we're building with a contractor consortium, very much sort of on the forefront of the development effort. So it's not really at we're buying those that expertise and those services, and it's not completely, certainly by any means, an in-house effort at all. But when we do have in-house capabilities, you know, we want to make use of the talent that we have in the VA.